You're listening to SBS News.
In the US city of Minneapolis, one man's routine stop to fill a car's tank is about to get difficult as masked immigration and customs enforcement agents approach to question his citizenship. A small crowd, some filming, demand the federal agents leave. The agents depart, but the outrage over ICE operations in the city is only intensifying. Tens of thousands of people have marched through Minneapolis with one thing on their minds. The fatal shooting of mother of three Renee Good by an ICE agent last Thursday has sent a shockwave through this Midwest city.
I've lived in Minnesota my entire life, and what is happening now in this country is absolutely unacceptable.
Ever since I was a little kid and I learned about World War II, I asked myself, what side would I be on? It's happening again, and I want to be on the right side.
This is wrong. What's happening in this country is wrong, and it has to end.
Emotions are raw at a memorial for Ms. Good at the spot where the 37-year-old was shot and killed.
Like, imagining how someone's, like, whole life and, like, world could just end on a street that I drive on every day.
You know, I think a lot of people in this country have stood up for fairness and rights for all, and it's our moment to do the same.
The Trump administration has repeatedly defended ICE and the agent who fatally shot Ms. Good, calling it an act of self-defense. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey has praised the largely peaceful protests.
We will not counter Donald Trump's chaos with our own brand of chaos here. We in Minneapolis are going to do this right.
From North Carolina to California, Texas to Maine, many Americans who never expected to be protesting have made their way out to express their anger at ICE and the Trump administration.
This is outside of what I would normally do. I don't really have any connections to the Democrats or the left, but what Trump is doing is psychotic.
It's just a country I can't live in. I don't recognize.
Angelica Waite, SBS News.